I'm Sean Power reporting. Lamar's has received the Iowa Thriving Communities designation from the Iowa Finance Authority and Iowa Economic Development Authority for 2027-2028, recognizing innovation and commitment to advancing housing opportunities for all. Lamar's Community Development Director Mark Gall explained to KLEM what the designation means for the city.
The designation is a recognition that the community's taken a proactive approach to addressing housing needs and preparing for future growth. It strengthens our ability to compete for the state housing resources, such as the Iowa Workforce Housing Tax Credit or the Iowa Low Income Housing Tax Credit, and gives local developers an advantage in applying for that financial assistance. And then finally, we'll use the designation to continue to promote Lamar's as a community, as planning for the future, investing in housing, and creating opportunities.
The city entered into the application process back in April, which involved a detailed written application and a live pitch to representatives from the IFA and IEDA. Lamar's was one of four communities that received the Thriving Communities designation at the end of the process, alongside Boone, Grinnell, and Maquoketa. Gall says receiving the designation will be a benefit to future development in Lamar's.
First of all, it's a recognition that the things that we're doing are the right things. And it gets us exposure around the state. So as we continue to develop, if there's areas of housing development that we haven't achieved yet, we now have some recognition around the state with other types of developers that might be able to help us with that. And furthermore, with existing developers, they compete for tax credits through the state. And as we've done housing projects, for example, the Overlook Apartments, they apply for Iowa housing tax credits. And so when they compete for these tax credits, by getting this designation, we're in a stronger position because the state gives us extra consideration because of this designation.
The four Iowa Thriving Communities for 2027-2028 will be recognized during the Housing Iowa Conference on September 9th and 10th at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. The Lamar's Police Department and the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office will host the USPCA Region 21 PD1 Dog Trials next week in Lamar's at the Lamar's Community Athletics Facilities. Starting on Monday, July 27th, obedience events will be held at Jim Lorenzen Field at 7 a.m., followed by Group A and Group B suspect searches at the high school practice fields. While on Tuesday, July 28th, apprehension events with and without gunfire will be held at Jim Lorenzen Field starting at 8 a.m. The trials are free and open to the public, with attendees encouraged to show support for law enforcement K-9 teams. State climatologist Justin Glisson says Iowa's short-term forecast indicates temperatures should fall into the 80s this week, but Glisson says the El Nino weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean is likely to have a major impact on temperatures this fall and winter.
There's an 81% chance that it will be a very strong El Nino. This could be the warmest year on record because more cloud cover in the Pacific locks in that global temperature, and that's where we see a global average temperature that's much above average.
Glisson says the weather pattern will have broad impacts on Iowa temperatures and precipitation this fall and through the winter.
So we're not really seeing the fingerprints of El Nino right now. Where we're looking, though, late fall into winter. If this is a historically strong El Nino, it will have implications on weather patterns. Typically, we see cooler and wetter conditions across the upper Midwest late fall into winter, but also drier and warmer winters, less snowfall.
The last 5 years in Iowa have been the warmest on record.
We think of the 90s as a very wet decade. The 2020s have been a very warm and a very dry decade.
Glisson says drought is reemerging in western and northern Iowa, with about 12% of Iowa in moderate drought and another 30% of the state classified as abnormally dry. Glisson made his comments during taping of Iowa Press, which aired last Friday on Iowa PBS. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.